Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
It's a pleasure to have you with us here exclusively on Close Up Radio Live. We're so excited to have Vicki Baird with us here on the show. We chatted a few years back before the pandemic, and she's come back because she loves, you know, these conversations, but also she wants to share some extraordinary things that she's been doing since we chatted last, and just some amazing things that she's expanded in within her work as an intuitive life coach, someone who understands that intuition is everyone's gift. The problem, as she sees it, is that too many of us have conditioned or been taught really not to acknowledge, or worse, completely forget our gift, not the tangible kinds of gifts, our inner gifts. Working with individuals and business owners, Vicki introduces clients to themselves. Isn't that cool? That's really cool. She says we all, when we're born, intuition can be enhanced, but first, it has to be remembered. With business owners, Vicki explains how the work impacts the entire company with a trickle-down effect. She doesn't need to know anything about particular industry, as she intuitively sees when a system is really out of balance. It can be out of balance, and that throws off everything. And when the vibe isn't right, that throws off everything. Vicki also helps business owners save money by hiring the right person. With only the applicant's name, Vicki intuitively assesses the applicant and then looks at the resume. Conscious that clients come from all economic backgrounds, Vicki generously offers something for everyone. She has a free weekly podcast as well. We'll tell you about that, along with individual and bundled worksheets with a live event starting at just $17. It's an investment in yourself, too. As I always say, investing in yourself is one of the greatest investments you'll ever make. Wisdom Wednesday Group is a monthly hour-long event where Vicki discusses one topic. She also offers extensive life and individual coaching plans. The Vicki Baird Community is a free app available from her website where everyone can ask questions and pop in to answer. And her website is at www.vickibaird.com. That's vickibaird.com/podcast for the podcast. And it's incredible work that she does with Intuitive Compass Coaching, and she's passionate about it. Walks the walk, talks the talk. She comes to us from the capital region of the great state, the Empire State, New York, the Albany area. We're very happy to welcome back to our series, exclusively on Close Up Radio Live, Vicki Baird. Vicki, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're back with us, and hope you've been doing well since we chatted last. And I know you're excited to be back to update us on some of the new exciting things you're doing since we chatted last. Welcome back home to Close Up Radio Live.
Well, thank you for having me. I have been looking forward to this. I listen, and I appreciate the work that you're all doing too to help empower people, because let's face it, the better we feel about ourselves, the nicer we are to other people, then we can, you know, maybe bring some more kindness to this world that exists, but we can always go bigger. And I appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation with you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. And I love we'll talk about this, the gift, and always remembering the gift and always allowing ourselves to reintroduce ourselves to the gift. I think that's a phenomenal way that you approach the work that you do. For our new listeners, or those who maybe were with us way back when, tell us about some of the things in your own life's journey that really pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this kind of work, really helping people sort of heal and get through some of the craziness of life through your coaching. What are some of the things that inspired you to to do the work? Were you initially coached by somebody and then liked it? Or what were some of the things in your own inspirational journey?
Well, I'd like to say it was very practical in that way, but it wasn't. Intuition often shows up for us when we're not really paying attention to it. That's why I like to teach people how to pay attention to it, so you don't have to get hit with what I call like the cosmic 2x4. I was in healthcare finance. I will say that I had brilliant mentors in the executive directors that I worked with. Very intelligent, kind, strong women who were aware of their own intuition without calling it that. And I didn't know what it was. Not something I grew up knowing, learning. It was something I came to through life experiences. I'm very curious. I pay attention to everything. And then once I realized that there was this thing called intuition, I was like, oh, everybody needs to know about this because it brings a peacefulness. It's what you come in with when you're born. I mean, we all have it. It's our primary sense. And then it gets conditioned out of us because our society, our world even, tends to respect and honor more of the analytical mind and less of the intuitive, when I think the analytical part is wonderful. We need it. We absolutely need it. I love a good spreadsheet. But the intuitive part is often where you will live the life that's most joyful for you and then, again, give out to the world. So I saw this in the directors I worked for. I think it's more my wiring, just to want everybody to have the best that they want for their life, not what I want for them, but what they want. So I've come to trust following the breadcrumbs and then showing up in whatever the opportunity is.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It really, really is. I mentioned, you know, in the introduction, remembering who they are. Tell us about that. Mm-hmm. Define what you mean as far as by helping clients remember who they are.
It's such an honor, actually, and it's a lot of fun to be part of that. Again, because of the tendency for us to, as humans, and I think it's part of our evolution, to go more into the thinking place, more the literal, you know, what can you accomplish, the materialistic place. People often come to me, and I work with very successful women, primarily business owners, and oftentimes I see the light that is them, the beauty that is them, not because of what they're producing, but because they're, I always say to them, you're sucking oxygen, therefore you have value. And I feel like when I meet someone, I see the essence that's there that's been forgotten because we start to, you know, show up for the test or do what our parents want us to do or be that person that society says is popular today. And the more you do that, you become disconnected from that soul that you are. So when I meet someone, we might be working on very practical steps in their life and in their business and balancing that, but I'm also going to ask them to remember the soul they are, because the soul part of us is pure joy. It wants to have a really good time no matter what's going on. And therefore, I hold that space so that it remembers. You know, we have, in very practical science terms, we have mirror neurons, and we will mirror someone that's in our vicinity. And that includes what you're watching on TV, what you're listening to. And I hold that mirror of their brilliance so that they can eventually see it and believe it. It takes more than just seeing it. You have to be able to believe it because, again, that's how you'll show up in the world, right? And then other people I love to call it the ripple effect. Other people will begin to show up in their best selves too, and not because of what we can produce, but because who we are. And that, to me, is the perfect melding of your soul and your physical self. And then it just makes life a whole heck of a lot more fun too. And I am really about that too.
Yes. That's really fantastic. What a great answer to that question. And it's so important, you know, being in touch with self. We're running around, you know, caring for the needs of everybody else. And one of the other things I think probably too, to slip in, is if you want to remember who you are, is to not always follow what everybody else is doing, not always worry about celebrity and keeping up with the Kardashians and just following, living other people's lives on social media and living through them. You're valuable, you're important, and you're just as valuable as anybody else that you may see on red carpets or anything else, and realize that and allow that to rise to the surface and shine, right?
Yes, and I think also I like to bust that whole whole idea that simply because someone is showing up in that way, that's who they are. And I think because I have had the opportunity to work with people who are really famous, well off, and my favorite part is saying to them, yeah, none of that matters to me. I am the worst. I'm going to say I'm the best at, I follow none of the what's going on in the popular world. It's just not an interest to me. And I've been able to meet people and say, I actually don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. And that's okay, because I'm here for your soul, human self, not for your job or your performance, because I really believe in all that I am, that that's why each of us is here, is to know who we are, to remember who we are. And then, yes, bring that out into the world. But it's easy to look to another and say, well, that must be what I'm supposed to be, or that's what that's what's important to the people in the world, because it's work to get to know oneself. It is not something that I take lightly when someone signs up for coaching or comes to a class. I am very impressed with the amount of bravery it takes to say, I would like to know who I am in my essence, through my core, or whatever other line you want to use, because it takes courage to look at the things that may not align with what other people like, or heck, just to not be completely proud of something you did 10 years ago. But we have to look at that stuff. And so many people want to be happy, but they're not quite willing to do the work that's required to get there. And then once you get there, it's actually pretty easy to maintain. It's a little front-loaded.
Right, exactly. It's incredible. You know, you work with business owners as well. You can actually help them turn around negative financial situations. Tell us about that, and do you have a business background as well?
I have a short business background. I was in healthcare finance for about 12 years, I'll say, somewhere around there, before this whole, I have to go do this and help people. Most of my business experience comes from, one, running a successful business, but also working with the clientele I do, because everything's energy, right? Yes, I need to understand P&L and balance sheets and a little bit of HR. I don't get into it too much. That's what their specialists are for. But mostly, I just need to understand people and energy and the offices or the companies that I've worked with, where is the clog? Like, what's not working well? And once I know that, or I sense that, I work very directly with the owner or the CEO, depending on what the situation is, and then figure out, okay, incrementally, let's make some changes. But ultimately, the changes are for the benefit of the whole company, because once you start to shift and help people understand that if your people are happy, your business is going to do really well. And that does not mean giving your employees everything they want. Sometimes I am in a situation to help, I call it freeing up someone's future. Like, sometimes you got to let people go in order to bring about success and change within the company. But the reason that I focus on the business owner or the CEO is because there are big impacts on how the company or if the company will succeed. And sometimes, especially in the people who own their own business, right? Like, that energy is going to impact on whether clients come through your door or you get that bid. Sometimes I'm saying to some of my clients, what is going on with you in your personal life? Because I know I'm here for the business, but we need to talk about that so that we can get your energy in the business when it needs to be. I consider myself a whole person, a coach, but you might hire me to come into your company, and I'll say to people, you need to know that I'm here for all of you, the whole of you. And if I see something that's out of whack or feel like it is, we are going to talk about that. Because, again, once you get that wisdom, once you get that soul voice that everybody has, everything else kind of cleans itself up. It just solves itself. And then you can look at the very practical issues that may be at hand. You might have a poor manager in there. You may have a supply issue. Heck, one company I worked with, it was a medical office. When I went in, it was just set up so wrong. Maybe a designer said it was good, but it didn't work for the flow of their business. And I could feel like all these traffic jams happening. Once we cleared up the traffic jams, a little bit of feng shui there, the personnel issues started to dissipate as well. So it's about being creative.
That's right, exactly. So incredibly important. There's something, too, which I think is quite interesting, called conscious circuitry. Tell us about what that is, Vicki.
Okay, so it's a system. I did get certified in some neural pathway work, and I'm taking a course right now too with positive intelligence that's similar in that I love the brain. I think the soul and the brain are best friends. And if we can get them speaking the same language, then again, there's ease in life. So some of the neural pathway and courses that I've taken don't go deep enough. They don't go to the soul level. So I decided that I had to create my own, which is conscious circuitry. And it's using language and breath and that intuitive ability that everybody has with themselves. We all know when we're lying to ourselves. That's your intuition. And I use that to help people shift their neural pathways in their brain, because if you're the traffic lanes aren't working in your brain, it's incredibly difficult for life to line up. It takes a lot of effort, too. And with conscious circuitry, I found that with my intuition, I can go right to the issue. Right? So we define what the issue is. We have some statements. Sometimes there's some tapping that's involved or some body sensation, like wiggle your toes, you know, clench your butt cheeks, you know, something like that that gets you in your body. And then you can address what the block is or the limiting belief system. There's a lot of that. And any belief system that's not working for you is pure BS. So we need to get it out of there. And then from that, what we may do is set up some action points, like what are your goals? What do you want to create? It isn't all about talking about things. You need to have action in that we're physical. There needs to be some action that you follow through with, but sometimes no amount of make yourself do it is going to do it, because you have to address the neural pathways that are kind of wonky. So that's why I created the conscious circuitry, because it can be done anywhere. Once I show you how to do it once, I want you to go off and do it. Like, I want everybody connecting with their own neural pathways and feeling that empowerment, so that eventually one day, maybe I work myself out of a job. But there are all these people out there that are so lined up that they're then bringing it to other people, their joy. They're a conscious circuitry, but their joy to other people. And that will make a difference. It does make a difference.
That's extraordinary. Making a difference is what it's all about, too. You know, you talk about fake or toxic positivity. How can positivity be toxic? People probably saying, what are we talking about toxic? That's what we're supposed to be, is positive and happy and carefree. Tell us about that.
I agree that our natural inclination is to be light-filled, but our brain has a tendency to go to survival, right? We're still pretty much Neanderthals here, doing our best to evolve. What I have seen happen in more of the self-help new age world, only go to things that are positive. Don't ever speak of anything that's negative or low frequency. Put an affirmation on it and everything will work. And that's not true. Again, you're very intelligent beings. You know when you're lying to yourself. And that will speak louder to the doubt that's within you. So I have a family member who always used to say to me, cancel, cancel, don't say that. And I'm like, do you think you're in some kind of magic show? Like, that actually doesn't work. Right? Like, oh, that just came out of my mouth, cancel, cancel. And it's like, no. And if it came out of your mouth, there's some truth to it. So let's look at that. Where is the hurt that said that truth? Or maybe it's just misinformation and no judgment, just what is it? So people will get into this, you know, all I have to do is a vision board. All I have to do is think positively. And I'm like, nope. What you have to do is get to the truth of the situation. And the truth may be that horrific thing that happened to you hurt a lot. Or that person who said those words, struck a nerve or triggered you. That's what we have to look at. Because once you look at it, you can clear it up. So when somebody says just do positive affirmations, I will readily admit I roll my eyes first. And then I say, okay, hang on. That might be true to a certain extent that we want to shoot for having a positive energy. But if you do it without addressing the things that are hurt, you're not going to get anywhere. Do you want to sit in the hurt? No. No, you do not. You want to admit it. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience where something was going on and somebody said, man, that stinks. And you're like, yeah, it did. You feel hurt. You feel seen. And then it can dissipate. So it concerns me when somebody says, just do an affirmation. And I'm like, uh-oh, okay. Well, I'll see you in a couple months.
Right.
When you're ready to do the real shifting, you know?
Exactly. Love to talk about the coaching plans that you offer. You offer, you know, such a variety and such a easy, digestible way for people understanding financial constraints or anything else. You customize things. It's not one size fits all, which I think is very accommodating and generous of you. Tell us about how the coaching plans work and the various offerings.
Ironically, I'm revisiting that to be totally transparent. I will always work with someone in the concept of how does coaching work for you. I am not a cookie cutter coach. What I will say, though, is the plan that will be offered is that, you know, a certain amount, whatever we agree on with the sessions, typically I meet with someone every other week because as adults, we have lives. And I recognize that the people I'm working with are, they're grown adults, right? Like they are successful in whatever area they are in. Maybe they want to shift it, but they're successful and we can touch base in between those sessions. But typically people love the every other week, so that's what I offer. Now, I have some plans with some of my businesses where I am technically on call, except for Saturdays. I don't work any Saturdays. And what that means is I'm on a retainer basis. And if you have a meeting coming up, say you have a board meeting and you need to present something and you have to get in the right space, well, I'm there to help you get in that headspace, the energy space, but also some talking points, you know. Or if you have a bid that needs to go in, this is the service I offer for one of my larger clients is he bids on a lot of projects. And he's like, what do I throw at this? And a number will come to me. I don't know what the project is. I give him the number. And if he's a little bit over, a little bit below, he'll look at his numbers to make it fair. But he tends to, you know, side with my number. So it just ends up being like, what's the frequency of that plan? It helps you, you know, minimize the extra work that some of these business owners have to do in a day. So overall, it's most important to me that the person I'm working with and I are in alignment, and then we will figure out what's the best plan for their particular needs. That's the main portion, and that's also why I offer, yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but if you tell me this is the only way I work, I'm like, I don't know if I can work with you. I need some flexibility.
Exactly.
Like, I need you to understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
And then, you know, collaboration, I think, is important.
I can't believe how quickly it was going by here, Vicki. Hopefully we'll get a chance to explore more of her success stories and chat more. But the Vicki Baird community, the new free app, free and fee-based courses, examples, the Tree of Knowledge, Read Your Own Oracle Cards, Wisdom Wednesday Group. Tell us briefly about those.
Yeah, so it's always been important to me that the information that I have, because I had to figure all this stuff out on my own. I made a commitment very early on when I started teaching classes that there would always be some level of my material and what I come to know that's available at every price point. That's why you have a free podcast. The worksheets are the things that are so much fun because for $17, there are, I think there's 12 or 13 bundles on the website. You download that, you get invited to a monthly meeting. Once a month, it's got a, you know, there's a certain worksheet bundle that I feature, and you can find out what that is by signing up for the newsletter on my website. And then I show up for an hour meeting, and we don't go point by point for the worksheets, but I'll say to the group, what are your questions? What did you bump into? What are some concerns you have? And it allows me to personalize this bundle because it can't be available to everybody, and I recognize that. And yet I want there to be kind of vetted information out there. And we have a lot of fun. Like the last group this last month, there were only like six people on the call. So that also means that I can say to you, what specifically do you have that's going on? Now, some months there's a lot more. It just depends on the flow or what the subject matter is. But it's a place I feel that allows people to see that other people are going through similar things. And, you know, it's fun. And then from that, the app that is associated with my website, I'm the one in there. So you're not bouncing around on social media looking for me, although I'm on all the channels. If you ask a question, it's me answering it and giving some direction there. And it's just community was my word for 24, so that's why I created it. I wanted to have a place that wasn't as loud as the social media apps can be.
Yeah.
And that you also knew who you were talking to.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wow. You know, this 30 minutes went by in a New York minute, Vicki. We got to put a pot of coffee on, right? Two New Yorkers.
I'm there for it. You know I love my coffee.
We can certainly fill the time. Yeah. VickiBaird.com. I'll spell that out for everybody. VickiBaird.com. Life coach, intuitive compass coaching. Follow your intuition, and that would be a great compass for you. And an amazing conversation, Vicki, and I hope we do get a chance to explore some more, maybe various success stories as well. That would be a real pleasure. Applauding you for all the incredible work that you do, because it is so impactful and life-changing for people. And I know it also comes back to you tenfold when you're helping others, guiding others, not doing all the work for them, but giving them the tools that they need so they can do it for themselves. It's a beautiful thing. So hats off to you, and I really hope we chat some more, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I certainly have with you, Vicki.
I have absolutely. I'm so appreciative, and the whole process has been amazing, all of everybody I've interacted with, and I'm grateful for the work that you are all putting together too, because the more that we help each other, again, the more fun we're going to have. And that's why we're here as humans. So thank you, Tim.
Exactly.
I really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Right.
Close-up television and radio, often imitated, never duplicated. That's the phrase. You have a wonderful day. You have a wonderful day, Vicki. Take care, okay? All right.
All right, you too.
She's amazing. Thank you very much. Coming to us from the Albany, New York area. Vicki Baird and VickiBaird.com. That's V-I-C-K-I, V-I-C-K-I, and then B-A-I-R-D.com. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio Live. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest celebrated right here for you worldwide on the one and only Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.